Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The movie and the stage presentation of Fiddler on the Roof is a reminder of the rise in anti-Semitism by the Islamic world and the false church today. That's the headline. Brandon House comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, I'd seen Fiddler on the Roof as a play in junior high, but I had not seen it since. And so my wife and I, early in 2019, went to the Orpheum in Memphis and saw it. And as I sat there, Dr. DeYoung, I thought, how many of these folks realize that the story of Fiddler on the Roof is still repeating itself in modern times? And as folks know, it's the story of this Jewish family in Russia that builds a life. They build a farm. He's got dairy cattle, and he's milking those cows, and he's selling milk, and he's selling cheese and the things that come from his farm. And then the Russians tell him they've got to leave, that all these Jews have got to pack up and get out. This is, as you know, the history of the Jewish people. And this, of course, as we talk about today, is why so many of them went into law and banking and other things, because every time they got a plot of land, it would be stolen from them. Well, what's going on today in 2019? Once again, the attempt to steal from the Jewish people that which is rightfully theirs, their land.
And the book of Ezekiel chapter 35 says that these people rise up, kill the Jewish people, and then steal their land. But the entire production is speaking of and helping us to recognize anti-Semitism in our world today, the coming Holocaust, and that's a part of what the end result of is anti-Semitism. I mean, this is a major threat to our world today. Would you not agree, Brandon?
Oh, indeed it is, and you know that better than just about anybody. And so the Marxists and Muslims, the red-green axis, are uniting, and sadly what's uniting with them is a false dominant church that's buying into replacement theology and anti-Semitism and these things, and Christ at the checkpoint there with liberals like Jim Wallace or Lynn Hybels, Bill Hybels' wife. So we're seeing that, and as you know, the Bible tells us that many of these Jews will be wiped out. There'll be another Holocaust that comes, and I think it's on the horizon. We're seeing the stage being set.
Brandon House with the details on how the movie and stage presentation of Fiddler on the Roof is a reminder of anti-Semitism and a future Holocaust. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Brandon is absolutely correct. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, and there is a coming Holocaust that will be worse than the first one in World War II. Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8 says that during the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 30 and verse 7, that 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed. That will be over 8 million Jews to be killed in our world. The ever-increasing rise of anti-Semitism is the precursor to another Holocaust that is close at hand. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...